Who's the true Israel, the Israel of God? If you look at a map, you won't find the Israel of God. You'll only see the genocidal state of Israel. What's the capital? Tel Aviv or Jerusalem? After sucking up to Sheldon Adelson, John Hagee says Jerusalem's the capital. He's just a useful goy.
I consider the Adelsons some of the greatest citizens in the United States of America for all the good they do for this nation and the Jewish people around the world. The fact is, Jerusalem has been the capital of Israel for 3,000 years. That's before Washington existed and before Barack Obama was a community organizer in Chicago.
You stupid ass. Jerusalem was not the sovereign capital of Israel for 3,000 years. It was mostly a tributary of surrounding empires. And here's your holy Jerusalem, Mr. Hagee, spiritually called Sodom and Gomorrah. That's right. In the New Testament book of the Revelation, the Jewish Jerusalem is called Sodom and Gomorrah. More to the point, it's called Sodom in Egypt, citing the Old Testament enemies of the Israel of God. The book of Revelation also shows Jewish Jerusalem to be the enemy of the Israel of God by identifying it as the place where Christ was crucified. With no hope in sight, God soon destroyed the Jewish capital, described in Revelation as the woman drunk with the blood of Old and New Testament saints. There are two Jerusalems, the Bible says. The earthly Jerusalem, where Christ was crucified, and the heavenly Jerusalem, the church. It was at the earthly Jerusalem that the Jews cried out, "His blood be upon us and on our children," when demanding Pilate to crucify Christ. Jerusalem became a river of blood, and the blood keeps on flowing. The Israel of God, says St. Paul in Galatians, is not made up of Jews who circumcise themselves and shed the blood of innocents. It's made up of angels, saints, and Christians, God's new creation, who worship at the heavenly Jerusalem, the church. You are come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to a company of angels, to the church of the firstborn, to the spirits of just men made perfect, says St. Paul in the book of Hebrews. The church is the Israel of God, not Jews, who St. Paul calls the enemies of the gospel. The first Christians, most of them former Jews, understood this. But useful goys like John Hagee don't have a clue.